Welcome to Champion Circle Podcast.
We have a mandate to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ because your life matters to God.
Grab a Bible and get set to receive a personal word from the Lord as you listen to this timely and spirit-filled message. Here is today's message.
Briefly this morning, we'll be looking at God's word, engaging the power of prayer and fasting for dominion. Part one. The theme of the month says, prayer and fasting empowers for dominion. Now we will be engaging the power that is available inside prayer and for dominion. Praise the Lord. That shows we'll be taking responsibility. We'll be taking side. So, maximize the privileges that are inside prayer and fasting. From scriptures, we'll be made to understand that the last days are the days of his power. But also, you have that power doesn't just jump on people anyhow. Power is facilitated by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting enhances consecration. And the level of your consecration is what determines the level of your empowerment. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6, the Bible says, "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wicked." No one has the capacity to loose the bands of the wicked until you are more powerful than the wicked. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes back, many years ago, something happened in my family. And as I knelt down to pray, I saw the hand of the woman that was responsible. And in anger, I stood up. I told my wife, I said, "I'm going to Lagos." My wife said, "Hey." Praise the Lord. Fortify yourself. Praise the Lord. Because without power, the wickedness of the wicked will continue. There are battles you can't fight in the energy of the flesh until you have been empowered. Praise the Lord. It is not enough to carry the emblem of Christianity and yes, it turned to a walking corpse that the enemy can just do anything with and go free. This year is going to be a different story. Because anyone who dares you and tamper with your life will see the redness of God's eyes and they shall receive instant judgment. In the mighty name of the Lord. What are we saying? Power is not possible without the place of prayer and fasting. That is the platform for empowerment. Praise God. In Psalm 110, verse 1 to 3, Bible says, "The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool. Until such happen, don't take step." Is somebody getting it now? God says, sit down here first, enjoy. Let me paralyze them. Let me make their power to be of none effect. Until I make thy enemy thy footstool. Then look at verse 2. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. That's what you can't be empowered without being domiciled in Zion. Zion is the place of empowerment. In that Psalm 63 verse 1, David said, "As I have seen in the sanctuary, I have come to seek thy power so that my glory can burst forth." The tithe that is released in the sanctuary. Praise God. "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion." Psalm 110 verse 2. "Rule thou in the midst of thy enemies." Look at verse 3. "Thy people shall be willing." When? In the day of thy power. That shows when power comes, you will be relevant. Your family member may not even think of you. It's because you don't have power. Is somebody getting it now? When Papa was growing up, nobody was mindful of him. He had his testimony. Nobody. He said, but now, people are called, those who rubbish in them, this boy, let us see how far he will go. Those who have tried to kill them in the secret, and they couldn't, they now come in the open to begin to bow. That is somebody's testimony here. Every enemy of your destiny, this 2023, they will come bowing to you by reason of the empowerment you will carry from here. In the name of the Lord. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. When power comes, influence comes. When power comes, enthronement comes. Do that when power comes, you don't need to beg people. When your power comes, everybody around you, they will be submit, they will be willing. And we can help you. What do you want us to do? Praise the Lord. The woman I see in my family, one day I traveled to about, I was coming, I had an accident. I knew there was an accident because God showed me. And I was talking in the car, I was saying, no, Lord, it happened in your hand. Because I know it's his hand that is holding me. And I said, this cannot happen. Lost potency. And people are wondering, who is this guy talking to? But me, I'm talking to secure my life. And the accident still happened. Did that immediately? And I, even though when I came, my glasses was all over my body. I was brought to Ola Hospital. And the doctor, are you looking for here? And I said, I was among the people they carry to. He said, no, you don't need to be here. Nothing is wrong with your guy. Go home. It was when it has happened, I now called my wife. This is what happened. I'm on my way home. Praise the Lord. But what happened? I now, on my Facebook page, I now, you know, try to celebrate God. Yeah, Lord, thank you for this accident and all of those stuff. So that woman saw it in Lagos. When she saw it, she went and magnified before my people that Tola had accidents. So my uncle called me. I said, no, I did not. I had accident. I was involved, but nothing happened to me. So the woman now called me by herself. Ah, Brother Tola, you had that. Don't you know that you can't die? Maybe you may not understand. He said, don't you know that for you can't be killed? So God was now showing, perhaps he has tried to do something unusual, but yet she couldn't do it. In the day of your power, thy people shall be willing. Many will begin to submit to you. I pray your life this time will become a defense city. In the name of Jesus Christ, who are perhaps in the closet planning to cripple your destiny, the Lord will turn it over them. And their portion, which is underneath the heart, they will go there to take their place. In the name of Jesus Christ. What are we talking about? We are talking about empowerment. Praise the Lord. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1 to 14, we read how Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. But then nobody knew him. They called him the son of the carpenter. Praise the Lord. And that was why some people couldn't partake of the blessings and the grace that he carried, because they disdained him, because they knew of his history. Praise the Lord. There are people around your life, they know your history. They know where you are coming from. Some, they will tell you, when you are still wearing pants and carrying sand, they know you will carry you. But that is not where we are going. After this season, because they know your history, doesn't stop them from bowing, because they will bow. In the name of the Lord. So Jesus couldn't make much impact because power hasn't come. But in verse 14 of Luke chapter 4, Bible says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. Somebody will return after this meeting. All through this month, somebody will return after this exercise. And Bible says, there went out of him, what? A fame of him through all the region. That's something unusual. There's going to be a drop turnaround around somebody's life. You are here this morning, you have gifts, but nobody is seeing it. And this is what heaven has packaged inside you to add value to your life and to be a blessing to generations. I pray this morning that whatever has covered your beauty and glory, as you engage this season, that covering shall be lifted. I said, that covering shall be lifted. And your glory shall be exposed to the world. In the name of Jesus Christ. So Jesus returned because he paid the price for power. Praise the Lord. So we need to understand that the last days are the days of vengeance also. We have seen, number one, that the last days are the days of what? Are the days of his power. And this power we can only connect through what? Prayer and fasting. Not only through, but primarily through prayer and fasting. Then also we need to understand that the last days are the days of vengeance. But vengeance cannot happen until it is facilitated by prayer and fasting. When you engage in prayer and fasting, what you are saying is that you are coming down before heaven to engage the ability of God on your behalf. It is not prayer and fasting that changes God. It doesn't change God. But yet, it will enhance what God can do on your behalf. Praise the Lord. So we are in the season of vengeance. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 3, Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Now look at that. It is normal for fear to come. Is somebody getting it? Jehoshaphat, that is a priest of God. Is a servant of God. But what he saw brought fear into his heart because he knew he lacked the capacity to handle it. You are here this morning. You have looked at that project and you know you couldn't do anything about it. You have looked at what is ahead of you and fear gripped your heart. There are some things that must be done this January. When you think of them, your heart will shake. Praise the Lord. Don't let your heart, don't allow those things to shake you away from. Let them shake you to God. Praise the Lord. Look at what Jehoshaphat did. He feared, but he set himself to do what? To seek God. Don't allow challenges to take you away from the house of God. It's a platform for the enemy to afflict you the more. It's an opportunity for the enemy to take away your advantage. There are things that can only be done in Zion. Let nobody deceive you. There are things that can only be done in Zion. That's until you come to Zion, you won't get solution. I've had people say, if I will die, let me die in church. They have made up their mind. Somebody was dying. All he said was, just carry me. The moment you enter Canaan land gates, drop me there. The faith is so much connected to the ability of God in Zion. And the moment they brought him to the gate, nobody prayed for him. He received his healing. We've had testimony of the man that cockroaches will always follow here and there. Is that not so? Nobody prayed for him. He ran to the city of safety. Don't allow the enemy to deceive you when you are sick. Just stay at home. It's an opportunity to kill you finally. You are the one that will resolve in your heart. That no. Somebody is saying now that is a choice. Is a choice. The man got to the gate of Canaan land, then cockroaches were suspended in the air because the power there was too much. And why? Because his faith connected to the ability of God in Zion. And when he entered, he was seeing cockroaches. They couldn't enter. And that was the end. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, but Zion is a city of refuge. God has not made mistake. It's not about the building, but it's about the God that was there. Don't allow any devil. Why not rest? Why not stay at home? God will. It's our season of vengeance. But you can see, as Jehoshaphat ran to God, and he cried to God, and God answered. Praise the Lord. God will answer somebody here this season. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20, the Bible says, and when they began to sing and to praise the Lord, the Lord set ambushment against the children of Ammon. And that was their fear. Because they stay put in Zion and they trusted God for intervention. Their primary fear was God. I pray for somebody here this morning that whatever your fear is in 2023, God will handle it for you. I said, God will handle it for you in the name of the Lord. Now, in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1 to 3, look at what happened here. Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Verse 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God. We are in the season of vengeance of God. Now, why will God avenge for you this season? Look at the next line. To comfort all that mourn. Perhaps, on the surface, you are looking beautiful or handsome, but inside you are mourning. I have good news for you. By the vengeance of God this month, your comfort will come. I said, your comfort will come. Now, it is not out of place to have mourners in Zion. Look at verse 3. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. That's why you can be in church and still mourn. But that shouldn't be your portion. Because there is a provision made available for you. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. To give them what? Beauty for ashes. That's why there are diverse things that can make people to mourn. Corruption. There are things that have turned people's destiny to ugliness. But God is saying this season we turn it to beauty. But the good news is that you have come to the beautiful gate. Whatever looks ugly around your destiny like ashes, the hand of God this season will turn them into beauty. That is why God must avenge for us. Because what the works of the enemy does is to corrupt the beauty of man. But God says the year of my Redeemer has come. That is the reason I must avenge for them. Praise the Lord. This 2023, the vengeance of God, the answer is the camp of every enemy around your destiny. Amen. In the name of the Lord. So, have it at the back of your mind that we are in the season of what? We are in the days of vengeance. No devil is allowed to cheat you and go that way. Everyone who has taken what belongs to you because they are more powerful than you, then you have a God that is more powerful than them. So, this season, there shall be restoration. There shall be release in the name of the Lord. Please understand that vengeance is possible where power is available. Absence of power is lack of vengeance. Praise the Lord. In Yoruba, there is an adage. Praise the Lord. Ti owo eyan ba te ida, abere iku to pa baba e. Are you getting me? Now, perhaps some people killed my grandfather. Is somebody getting it? I knew about it, but I couldn't do anything because I was powerless. But that adage says, when your hand get hold of sword, and now that I have a sword in my hand, I can enter anywhere. I can just go be the one to wake them up in the morning. Oh yeah, you people stand up. Who killed my father here? Well, that is what power does. You are silent because you have no power. But when power comes, you will become vocal. How many of you have Bishop's voice when he was just starting off? But now he can see anything. He said it yesterday. He said they are coming to bomb Covenant University. He said, how will they do it? Where will they follow? How can... He said when the lion in Zion is not sleeping. No, something is backing him up. That's why he can say what he wants to say. So what is backing you up? You are not talking because nothing is backing you up. Perhaps what is backing you up is not as strong as the one confronting you. When power comes, status change. Somebody's status will change this year. I said, somebody's status will change this year. In the name of Jesus. You know, a time will come in your life that somebody will slap you and you are the one that you say thank you. Abi? But another season comes. When that person try it, it will take like 7. Praise the Lord. You may not even be the one to slap him because your influence has grown. People around you say, who did that? Who did that? Praise the Lord. Somebody's soul is changing. So vengeance is possible. We have power is available. And God is the all-powerful God. Many years back in Lagos, I was on campus. Then I came home. You know, I've grown. Praise the Lord. In the evening just to see my mom and go back, pick loaves of bread and go back to school since we have bakery. So not knowing that in the morning, 2 gatesmen to the estate, I don't know what happened, they slapped my mom. My mom wanted to go out in the morning around 5. They said she will not go. My mom now told her, but you allow other people, I need to catch up with an engagement. They said, Mama, you will not go. I said, why would you say they needed money from her? I said, I don't give you anything. See my... During that process, they slapped my mom. And when they slapped my mom came back home. and told my uncle. And while she was talking, she said, please don't allow Tola to hear. Now, do you know why God give you children? Is that your life will not be molested. That's what Bible says. Your children will stand against the enemies at the gate. If they beat your mom and you smile, you are a bastard. Whoever you are. That's it. When I came back in the evening, we were not talking. I was just carrying. As I was about going, one of my brother, brother man, I said, Tola, don't say I tell you. I said, what is it? They said, some gate men slap my mouth. I said, I'm the last born in my family, but it's not done anywhere. I said, which gate men? I didn't bother to wait for the description. I said, which of the gates? They showed me the gate. There were two there. Listen to me. When power comes, number is nothing. When I got there, because I'm on a vengeance mission, you die if you put your head. I called my mom. I said, Mama, come. I said, Tola, I hope they have not told you. I said, you don't need to. If I didn't see anything, I'm a bastard. Follow me. I took my mom to the gate. You know, I just said, Mommy, the question I ask you is what you should answer. Just look at their face. Who did it? Who did it? Point at the person. She looked at the first one. She was delayed at talking. That one was on the floor. Bah. That one said, I'm not the one. The other one, fortunately for him, he was sleeping. And he happens to be the one. He would have crossed over from death. Praise the Lord. When I pounced on the two of them were running. And you know what? Because of my influence in that terrain, people now came out. They said, let him deal with them. Who will allow people to beat his mother? And they were running. They said, we know those. They resigned, daddy. Praise the Lord. Through the greatness of your power, God is on a mission this year. And that mission is that of vengeance. Whatever has troubled your life, God will avenge for you. If it is sickness, that sickness shall be molested. If it is any mortal being, they will go down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know why God must avenge for you? Because inside God's vengeance lies your comfort. The day of my redeem has come. Therefore, for them not to enjoy what I have in store for them, I must fight their battle. This year, God will fight your battle. God will fight your battle. It was my mom that was now running after me. Olu, Olu, that is the name she called me, praise the Lord. Olu, don't do this. I said, don't do what? Let me do it while you are alive. So that you can know a son fought your battle. God will fight your battle in the name of the Lord. Let's quickly look. Now, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, something happened there. Bible says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray. Praise the Lord. And not faint. If you are a husband here, and somebody beat your wife, and come to tell you, provided she's not the one at fault. I said, sweetheart, you know, God says we shouldn't fight. I will block you from coming to this church. Is somebody getting it? Huh? Praise the Lord. You will not try it. Baba Deboye said, whoever tamper with my wife, I will kill him. Baba Deboye. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying we should be taught. We are not taught. But it's part of the covenant platform. Praise the Lord. You shouldn't open your eyes and somebody will mess up with your life. It's not done. Praise the Lord. We are not fighters, but yet we are lions. Praise God. So maybe somebody slap your wife. I know it will not happen in this place in Jesus' name. And you are the one now telling. See, I used to tell you, your mouth. You are a coward. Praise the Lord. Even if it's her mouth, I will fight that battle first. When we get to her, I tell her, see, you see, waiting your man. Now you, they make me fight this fight, man. But that doesn't talk. Praise God. Spoke a parable unto them in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8. that to this end men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. Now, we have seen the nature of that judge. Praise the Lord. If you were to be a lecturer, there's a name they used to give them. What's his name? Some bad lecturers like that. There's a name they call them. Praise the Lord. And there was a widow in that city, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me. That widow knew that the only help, where he said our help can come from, is this person. And she will not take a no for an answer. Praise the Lord. And but after what he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. That was this season. There is something you and I can do that will move the hand of God on our behalf. She said, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. Hear what Jesus said. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. Unjust here could not mean a sinner. Is somebody getting me now? A carnal man. Or perhaps we take it that way. Unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which what? Which cry day and night, though he be along with them. Praise the Lord. And shall not God avenge his own elect? You prayed last year and it looked like nothing is happening. Keep praying. Praise the Lord. And we had one vital one that Papa gave us. Perhaps I still mentioned it during the course of this teaching. That don't give God time. God's time is not in your hand. But your time are in his hand. He knows the right time to visit you. And 2023 is one of the right time. Somebody here will enjoy visitation. Some people in church, because they felt God should have answered me in January, and up to September, God hasn't showed up, they left God. That is what the enemy is waiting for. Let me tell you, the devil actually wants you to leave God. They have not been able to swallow you up because they are still seeing traces of God's presence around you. They know you still go to church. When you go to church, people will still pray with you. So they want you to leave that atmosphere that will warrant God to intervene on your behalf, because they know that is the place of your advantage. Now, let me tell you, anyone with God, no matter for how long, a season of visitation will always come. Because he's a good God. That's what this place is saying. How shall God not avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he be along with them? Perhaps you are the one managing those things yourself. It is high time you hand them over to God. You know, in Egypt, do you know why they spent 430 years instead of 400 years? They thought they could manage it. They are getting used to crisis, to pain, because they are still seeing honey on the heat. But when that torture, when that pain was beyond them, they cried to God. And then it was 30 years after. And Bible said, and God heard their voice. God will hear somebody's voice this season. Concerning that matter you have been presenting before him, he will hear your voice this year. Beginning from this month, God will hear your voice. Now, you are seeing testimonies unfolding. What they have trusted God for last year, it looked like it will not happen. But first week in January, in a new season, it began to come. Somebody talks about car. Somebody talks about some things dropping. Who told you your home will not come? What the devil wanted from you is that you give up on God. Anyone who gives up on God doesn't have hope of escape. Because there's no way God can avenge on you because you've given up on him. But I see God stepping into that matter this season. I said, I see God stepping into that matter this season. In the name of Jesus. So prayer and fasting is the covenant highway for divine intervention. If you desire heaven's intervention this way, you and I will need to walk that highway of prayer and fasting. That is why, both by the word this morning and the communion table, somebody will enjoy divine infusement of strength. God will infuse to you. Infuse strength you. I am strong today, I am weak tomorrow, will not be our testimony. They go from strength to strength. I said they go from strength to strength. I said they go from strength to strength. That shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. In my own little way, I discovered that God has helped me this year. There is no Sunday service I didn't come all through the year. It is the help of God. Praise the Lord. And like Papa, we can connect with that same measure of strength. Is somebody getting it? God will renew our strength this season. In the mighty name of the Lord. Somebody is saying, Shebi, now your work. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My prayer is that no one will leave God's presence this year. Maybe that's what too now my work. Praise God. I know there is blessing in serving God. Even though there are sacrifices to make. But the blessings super exceeds the sacrifices. There shall be no loss this season. In the name of Jesus Christ. So prayer and fasting is the covenantal way for divine intervention. And we read from that scripture that if you pray to God and it looks like that thing hasn't come, and you are sure it's the will of God, then be persistent. There is a place of importunity in prayer. Praise the Lord. The woman did not change the subject of her demand. Praise the Lord. The man did not respond. But the woman, same thing. She kept asking the judge, come and avenge. When the man didn't respond, the man said, okay, if you did not avenge, just give me bread here. That shows that person doesn't really know what he wants. Is somebody getting it now? Praise God. Briefly this morning, knowing fully well that beginning from tomorrow, we'll be seeking the face of God. We'll be taking advantage of this season as early to reorder events in our behalf all through the season. I want us to quickly see one or two profitable approaches to fasting. What is it that can make my fasting to be of non-effect? How can I fast effectively this season and enjoy results? At 2022, I was here. I even did all the 21 days of prayer and fasting and nothing happened. 2022 is gone. A new year is here. Is somebody getting me? There shall be fresh grace released upon us. I thought there are people in the house. Praise God. In the announcement this morning, we did mention one or two persons that can be exempted from fasting. I hope somebody is not saying, hey, this is an opportunity for me. Not. I am part of these people. Praise the Lord. You are. Papa, we had him yesterday, said, I am a youth. I'm a youth. He said, for those who couldn't fast, we will fast for them. Praise God. So you have a choice to make. Praise the Lord. Number one profitable approach to fasting, we must come confessing and forsaking our sins. We must come confessing and forsaking our sin. That is plain enough. In Isaiah chapter 51, verse 1 and 2, Bible says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save. Neither is ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. Praise the Lord. God is not limited, but we can limit his manifestation in our lives as individuals. So don't come to God as if you are the one who enthroned God. Praise the Lord. Come with brokenness. Come with humility. Because that is the hallmark of a broken spirit. Praise the Lord. Come to God as a vulnerable person, telling him, without you, there is no way I can survive. You may not have specific known sins or errors, but yet come before him with a broken and contrite spirit so that you can gain access to seeking his face. Praise the Lord. Don't come like the Pharisee. We are professionals at fact. We know how to handle it. No, let this one be different. You have done it before, and doesn't mean something won't happen here. Praise the Lord. So come with a renewed attitude, with brokenness. Saying his hand is not short, that he cannot save, neither is he heavy. God can hear you, praise the Lord. But he said, but our iniquities, your iniquity may not necessarily be fornication. Your iniquity may not necessarily be lying. It could be unbelief. Why come to a God you will not believe? You pray, but yet you doubt it. Even before you leave the prayer altar, you can come to God and say, God, last season, this thing did not happen. I know it was my unbelief. Please forgive me. Help my faith this year. So that as I embark and I engage on the, with this covenant highways of life, Lord, help my faith. Praise the Lord. You know that for your own, it may be bitterness. Don't come fasting with bitterness. Somebody in 2022, you have not forgotten. You now do account brought forward into 2023. You refuse to balance it up. You carry it over. And now you want to start prayer and fasting. Go to God. Praise the Lord. Go to God. Please, let's see Psalm 34 verse 18. And see what the Bible says there. Psalm 34 verse 18. The Lord is nigh unto them that are what? Of a broken heart. And saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Is near to them. God is not far. And he will not be far from you this season. Let's see 51 verse 17 of Psalms. The sacrifices of God are what? A broken spirit and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou will not despise. It will always have a place for them. That was a platform through which David gained access into God's heart. If you count the errors David made, you have not done 100 of what David did. But yet, David doesn't hold on to make excuses. He will always say, God, you know me now. Inside sin, my mother born me. How do you expect me to live a life that will please you unless you help me? Where will I hide from you? If I go down, you are there. If I enter a river, you are there. God, I can't lie to you. Many of us will still come to church and still lie to God. And we are turning him to somebody who doesn't even know us. He knows us inside out. If you must lie to anybody, must you lie to God? We can be open to God this season before we even pray. God, this is me. I've been the reason why my prayer has not been answered. It's an honest report because God can't be the reason. Praise the Lord. And when we do that, we create the platform for a visitation this season. I say, God, help us in the name of the Lord. Number two, hear this now. Refuse to be offended in God. Maybe I pray and fast 21 days last year to you. I even had 2 extra days. For the days that I did have, I see nothing. Now God, you talk to. Praise the Lord. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 9. Bible says, then shall thou call and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry and he shall say, here I am. So he's always ready for us. Jeremiah 33 verse 3. He said, call up me and I will answer you and I will show you. God may not give you, they will show you. Perhaps he has shown us something that we are not seeing. We thought he will give, but he is showing. Praise the Lord. May we see this season. Perhaps the reason why we are not seeing is because we are spiritually blind, because opportunities are wrapped in over us. They don't look what we want from the beginning. Until we'll embrace it, we can't see it. Something new will happen this season. So refuse to be offended in God. Look at Matthew chapter 11 verse 6. Bible says, I'm blessed whosoever shall not be offended in me. God is not the reason why the relationship broke. And perhaps it may be the reason because he knew that one will endanger your destiny. And he created the platform because that is an answer prayer for some people, but they never saw it because of emotional attachment. This season, I want us to always see things from God's perspective. so that we can exonerate God of any blame.
Praise the Lord.
Say, blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Do you know that John the Baptist is Jesus' cousin? Abby? Is he cousin? Is Jesus' cousin? He was even the forerunner of Jesus Christ. And he spoke with precision. But yet, because if he expected his own time of visitation to be the right time that Jesus will visit. But Jesus will not visit at the right time you're expecting, because he will visit at the time that we glorify his name. He told Lazarus, he told them, he said, listen, I allow him to die. Because if I had come, they won't know I'm the one who healed him. They may say it's the paracetamol he took before I came. So God allowed him to die and rotten because he doesn't want to share his glory with anybody. And this year, he won't share his glory with anybody in your life. So that's why we need to allow him to do it this season. There are things God has spoken, even to me as an individual. But Pastor, when God spoke concerning Faith Tabernacle, it took 17 years. He said, we were not thinking about it. We are just doing our thing, following hard after him. Then he was doing it. Is he not the one who said it? He said it, and he's the one who will do it. Praise the Lord. John the Baptist, as close as he was to Jesus, was beheaded by reason of offense. He had to send message again. Are you sure you are the Jesus we are looking for? Imagine John, of all the prophets. Bible says, of all men, there is no one like John the Baptist. But yet, he doubted God because of timing. Why will you allow them to put me in prison? Perhaps that prison is the platform for his enthronement, like it happened to Joseph. There are things you may be going through now, unless God is not aware of it. Praise the Lord. Somebody's story will change. Tell yourself, say, Father, help me. I will not take offense in you. Amen. God is never late. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Let us not go into the error of timing God, thereby getting offended in God when things fail to happen according to our own timing. But that is not a license for you to just sit down and not engage and not take responsibility. You see, God's time is the best and you are doing nothing. It's an error. Is somebody getting it? Because God will not work until you have worked. So don't allow the enemy to change. Pastor told you God's timing. Just sit down. It's not your time. And things are passing you by. It's not my time. God's time is the best. Maybe you will do. That is where spiritual sensitivity lies. Praise the Lord. I finished secondary school as one of the best students in that grammar school. And I had thought that immediately, with what I have, with grace, I should just straight like that. I wrote jam, 3 marks, no admission. We know people, we met them, story. And my uncle will keep telling me, Tola, God is not sleeping. Inside me, I will say yes. He's not sleeping. All his children gain admission. He's not sleeping. 4 years came. God is not sleeping. Is God sleeping? He's not sleeping. Is that not the truth? Yes. God may not be sleeping and you may be sleeping. God is not sleeping because he never sleeps nor slumbers. But you can be sleeping. So when you wake up to do the right thing, you discover that heaven will step in. I was there for 8 years. And I was telling God, somebody said, just do anything. Just find your way in. Just bribe. We know you. Just come. Never happened until 8 years. But even though I knew it wasn't God. Is somebody getting me? Because we need to balance it. While God's timing is the best, that doesn't mean we should fold our hands and do nothing about what he's doing us. But make sure you carry God along and you follow him all through this season. Something new will happen in the name of the Lord. Now, let us engage our hearts in seeking the Lord also. Don't allow your head to be the one dictating you. Let us involve heart. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 16 verse 1. The preparation of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Man is to prepare. God is to answer. Can you see now? That we need to be a part of the process so that God can do what he will do. Now,
If a word of prophecy come and say, as I see you, God said you'll be a medical doctor. You didn't say amen. Hallelujah. You'll be a medical what? Doctor. And said, God has spoken. They said, what is happening? God said, I will be a medical doctor. God has done his own because that is what God has ordained for you. And you sat down. You sat down. You didn't go to school. The keeper said, God said, I will be a medical doctor. Hallelujah. Even in your neighborhood, they can be calling you what? Medical doctor. We discovered that you will be 50 medical doctor because you are not doing it. Oh, this season, as you step out to engage, heaven will begin to speak in the mighty name of the Lord. Look at Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 21, we begin to round up. For who is this that engages his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? Our heart must be involved for God to step in. Praise the Lord. And lastly, we need to do what? We need to define our goals and objectives. In Mark chapter 10, verse 47 to 48. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Even everybody around him wanted to stop him, but he never, because he knew what he wanted. You can't come to God without knowing what you are looking for. Praise the Lord. Do you know that God too do ask questions? God will ask you questions, and you must be ready to give answer. And when you ask God, your answers will come. This, no one here will be left behind. Here will be left behind. In Jesus' name. Shall we rise on our feet this morning? As we lift up our voices to heaven and begin to ask for grace. You can set the right tone beginning from here. What is it that can stop you this season? I want you on the prayer altar to begin to speak to them. Begin to speak this thing. Bible says, let us therefore come so that we might obtain grace. So that we might obtain mercy and find grace for help in times of need. This is the platform. This is the time. This race, no one can run it in the energy of the flesh. I know how to fast. It's not there. Let us trust God this season. Let us receive grace. Father, we give you praise. Thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, you are here this morning. You know you have not given your life to Christ. There, your fasting can be acceptable. There must be a connection. And that is the starting point. Coming to Jesus to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And perhaps you are here. You know you are not at right with God. Perhaps you are offended in God before now. I want you to begin to settle with God.
Thank you for listening to Champion Circle Podcast.
If this message has blessed you and you would like more information about Champion Circle, please visit us at championcircleblogspot.com.
Make sure to subscribe, follow, review, comment, listen, download, and share Champion Circle Podcast. We leave you with this word from Acts 20:32. Now I entrust you to God, whose gracious truth is transformational and able to rebuild your character to be like Christ and give you the promised inheritance of eternal life, joining all those who are fully healed. See you next time.